الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا مولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد By the grace and fadl and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are benefiting from the teaching of His beloved people and righteous people. As you know from last three sessions, we are covering and benefiting and enriching our souls with the light and guidance of teachings of Imam Abdul Wahhab Sha'nani Rahmatullah Alayhi, who is one of the mashaykh of our tariq, who passed before Shaykh Abdul Aziz Dabbar Rahmatullah Alayhi. And as I have said to you again and again, that these teachings of Imam Abdul Wahhab of our tariq are not normal teachings. They are not such sincere advice or nasiha. You see, there are levels of enjoining the good. One is, if a person is giving you a speech, a discourse, a waaz. Second is nasiha, which is more personal orientated, sincere advice. Brother, father, any other Muslim gives you. Then is the level of commands, that you should do this. Hukam dena ki ye kaam tum karo. And the more severe of it, you may say, it is to take an oath or promise from someone that you must do this. And now that is an ahd. If that person accepts, that he has given the oath, he has given the ahad. So in actual fact, these teachings of Imam Abdul Wahhab Sha'nani Rahmatullah Alayhi, because he had, as I mentioned before as well, 100 mashayikh, 100 spiritual mashayikh he lived with and he benefited from, and he clung to their sohbah for long, long time. Hazrat Imam Abdul Wahhab Sha'nani Rahmahullah. And these teachers which I am saying to you of his are only teachers of the science of purification, tazkiyah nafs and tasawwuf. Now his teachers of hadith and teachers of mashayikh of ahadith and mufassireen, and who will he learn from Arabic from and fiqh and other things, they are separate. That was the nature of the previous ulama. One person had 200-300 mashayikh and teachers, and they benefited from each of them. Imam Abdul Wahhab Sha'nani Rahmahullah says, because these teachers were the teachers of science of purification, ye tazkiyah nafs aur walayat ka rasta, the way to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they taught. So they took certain oaths and covenants and promises from Imam Abdul Wahhab. Imam Abdul Wahhab rahmatullah alayhi noted these covenants, which the mashayikh, which is more severe than even that, actually is also an ahad. So it is not a normal thing which you just give back to anyone or you take bath, I have come here and just take, do me a bath. It is not a simple thing as that. It is actually an ahd, and mashayikh normally take it when, especially the bath of tarbiyah, because that includes instruction, only then when the person is capable of. And in this book even Imam Abdul Wahhab has written that when to take the bay'ah or when not to take the bay'ah from the person, was there certain conditions. So that is also a kind of ahad. But these ahud, these oaths, about 374, which Imam Abdul Wahhab has noted, these, from these 40 ahads are adopted in our tariq, and they are taught and they are to be practiced. And they are practiced in similar way as you have been doing the sheets, exercise sheets of ears and eyes and other things of mind, which in those sheets which you have been using. Similarly, these ahads, they consist of 40 days normally, and one or two at a time, or whenever it is suitable for the seeker of the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is given, and then he has to practice it. If he has any difficulty, then he comes back. If not, he practices it, and then one by one he practices it and manifests it. So this is the our mashayikh has actually taught, that one should not leave people who seek purification just to do nasiha or give advice and say you should do this and you should not do this, etc. A person who have just come for listening, alhamdulillah, he should only listen then. Who really says I will not cast anything back, I want in one way or the other, no matter how, I can achieve the pleasure of Allah, and I want to end up in the assembly of the righteous and the Anbiya alayhi salam in the hereafter, and I want to attain the salvation, then they say to that person, sincere advice and just teaching and just advising and discoursing is not sufficient. Then he should be taken, ahad, oath should be taken from him. And that is the purpose of the ba'at or the tarbiyah, which is the mashayikh actually do normally perform. Although Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the murabbi, he is the muzakki, he does purify everyone. And no person can purify the other, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then makes means some people for the others to become purified. But it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who does every good thing is attributed to Allah Jalla Majduhu. Now by 40 are, in our tariq there are 40 derived from there, because there are certain ahads which are not, which normal people today even, and in the past also few people would do it. For example, Imam Abdul Wahhab, he, for his teaching, one of the ahads somewhere in his book, he mentions that one of the ahads taken from him by one of the mashayikh was that not to keep anything, any money saved for tomorrow. Now imagine, although it is allowed to take money, but this was just for his tarbiyah. He went to one of the mashayikh and he said, I want to further progress to the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said, that give me this ahad, that you will not end. So Imam Abdul Wahhab said in himself in his book, inshallah, if I find it, I will inshallah let you know sometime, that he said that up to this day, alhamdulillah, I am observing that ahad, and never zakat or zakatul fitr has come wajib on me ever. So these people were not sitting just somewhere in a house or anything like us, or writing books, you should do this, you should do this. These people were people of sincerity, people of manifestation, and people of action, that they really, in spirit and words, they put these ahud or teachings of their mashayikh into action. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them. Their names and their results are glowing now as well, and inshallah in alam barzakh they are glowing, their arwah, their spirits, and in the akhirah they have attained a certain maqama. So they had financial difficulties. Now a person comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning to learn the teachings of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, which the Quran is the summary of teaching of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, to him was given the best Sharia, now to last until Day of Judgment. And the deen was same from Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. So now, if a person comes and he says, I have started doing this, and then I am facing financial difficulties. So in his notion, his idea is that he should not face financial difficulty. Now maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for him, it is better to face that difficulty, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to test that person, or maybe there is some evil for and harm for him in there, if he was financially well off, or his health was very good, or he had a certain status, etc., etc. So one should not select things for oneself, and one should also not ask problems and afflictions for oneself as well. But if things come after you have persevered, you have tried finding a job, you have tried doing a business, after all it's not doing well, it's not working, then you attribute that I am pleased in the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but you do not stop trying. So Imam Abdul Wahhab rahmatullah alayhi says that he is steadfast on that ahad up to the day he wrote this, he said, and until death I wish actually I am on there. So, but our other mashayikh has recommended that this is not for to give to other people. So those are excluded, and some 40 which are really the most important ones and beneficial ones, they're all beneficial, so they are taught. So we were discussing the first ahad, and three sessions we have already done on it, or two. And that is, again I repeat the words, to consider and to believe that every other Muslim is better than you. Not just to say it, but to actually believe in the heart and mind as well. And we have discussed in detail what are the objections on it, how one can do it, etc., etc. Today we are going to discuss some of the ilamat, some of the signs, so that you can know you have achieved this, or yet you have to achieve it or not. Ye yaad rakhe Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi, as I mention him again and again, because he is the leader, Sayyid al-Taifa, he's leader of the Assembly of Awliya Allah in the systemizing the science of self-purification and tazkiyah-e-nafs. He was one of the first ones of those who actually compiled it together in the early centuries. He was lived in the early century. He was a scholar of both knowledge. Dunyavi bhi aur dini ilm bhi aapke paas tha. So he himself once was passing, once going somewhere in a journey. On the way, now today there is a second part starting of this ahad, meaning the first was to consider oneself inferior and lowly than other Muslim. Now it is coming to the part, Hazrat Imam Abdul Wahhab is moving to the next part, that to consider oneself inferior to all the creation. So he says that if considering oneself lowly than a Muslim, he says that is not a big deal. Because one should, the Muslim, alhamdulillah, as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that the Muslim is more honorable than the Kaaba. His honor is more in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the Kaaba, of the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And imagine how much respect we pay to the Kaaba. When we go there, people wear certain thing, ihram, and other, they have to follow certain etiquette, and then they are dying to actually go near the Kaaba and to touch it and there. But because Muslims are everywhere, so they said it is, as they say, the law of diminishing utility, the more things, sometimes as the thing is available so and prevailing so much, frequently a person does not value it. Although the Muslim sitting next to you, you are sitting beside me, in front of me, you are more honorable than the Kaaba for me. So if I want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there should be no reason that I should disrespect you. I should dishonor you. I should do your ghibat. I should consider you, myself better than you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save me from this waswasa even, that ever this come in the mind that a person is better than others. Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi was going and passing on a journey with his disciple and other people as well. On the way, he saw a dog which was dying with hunger. It was so hungry that it was just starving basically to death. It was there lying on the... He looked at it, there was nothing wrong physically to him. It wasn't hurt, it wasn't wounded, it wasn't... But he just thought that it is hungry. He had some food for himself for that day. Half of it he fed the dog himself. Imagine, person going along the path. So that is why Prophet ﷺ mentioned that the Muslim respect is so much that if you remove an obstacle from the way, because that Allah's creation is walking on that path. Muslims are walking. That a person who removed some obstacle, in Sahih Hadith of Muslim it comes, Bukhari, that he was forgiven for just this reason. He removed something which was harmful for people from the way, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted it in such a way. He did with sincerity that he was blessed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiven him. And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given a great emphasis on this, removing obstacle from the way. Now if you imagine, why is there so much status or so much reward in removing the obstacle? Who is going to use that road? Obviously Allah's creation. Angels are not going to walk. Obviously human being, other animals. So imagine that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honors this person so much that he has removed an obstacle or an impediment which Allah's creation, the human beings, will find difficulty, and they will be comforted with this removal of impediment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses that person. And so why is that person blessed? To honoring the Muslim. He's clearing the way for human beings. So you can just imagine how the state, and we do not really consider this. As long as a person is Allah happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is doing his worship, it doesn't matter what he does with others. Others are angry, he's violating the rights of others. He said, I am happy. My relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very, very good. I'm not bothered if others are hurt or not. So this is a wrong attitude. This is a person who have not got a teacher. Because if he had a teacher, the teacher must have taught him that you are not on the right track. Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi ne aadha khana, half of the food he fed the dog, and the dog ate the food. Wo kutte ne khana khaya, aapne usko khilaya aur apne haath se khilaya. Na hum kutta aa raha hai to a dog is coming, people saw it lowly to usko samjhte hai, kyunki apne aap ko humme in ourselves, arrogance, we are filled with arrogance and takabbur. We consider better ourselves than Muslims, left aside other things. So we understand that this is a dog, so we save our clothes and do this and that. It's okay, he can wash his hands. A person can wash his hands after. It will become pure. It will become pure. वैसे भी कुत्ता नापाक, its body is not impure. Only the saliva of it is impure. So if anyone, and a dog, the body of the dog, let's say the physical body, his hair, its hair touches the clothes, they do not become impure for that reason. Just for that reason. Uska jo saliva hai, that's its saliva and fluid from the mouth, to wo jo hai, wo napaak hai. Bahrhal, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi ne bhi, there is a story related to him, such Tabi'in and Mashaykh of ours, Salaf Salihin, who were people of fiqh and understanding and of living in the best of the times. He also once was passing, and it comes in his biography, that he was also passing, Imam Sahib Abu Hanifa Rahmatullah Alayhi was passing, and also a dog was passing at that way. And Imam Sahib dragged and withdrew his clothes at sight so that they do not touch him. And because Imam Abu Hanifa was a wali of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had gifted him certain things. And he heard the dog saying, the dog spoke. Animals have a language, it's a different thing we do not understand. Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam was such a person. Prophet Solomon, he understood the language of birds, the language of ants. Let us say dogs to badi zor ka bolte hain. Ants even actually, they could hear. And in the Quran it's mentioned about the namla, about the ant which said something. And Sulaiman alayhi salam heard it. And we cannot hear the ant, even if it is screaming in our ear. We will feel the pain, but not the hearing ant. So this is the hearing, sense of hearing of Sahib-e-Fath people, Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and also some awliya Allah gifted these things. So Hazrat Imam Abu Hanifa Nu'man bin Sabit rahimahullah, he withdrew his clothes. The dog said to him that, "Oh Abu Hanifa, if I had touched you, if my body had touched you, or if your clothes had become impure because of me, you could have washed with it and made them pure with 3 liters of water, or 1 liter of water, they could become pure. But now, the impurity which is in your heart by thinking that you are better than me, your kibar head, the arrogance in your heart which is that you have thought that I am inferior, I am very inferior. Now that impurity cannot be washed with all the oceans even. If all the oceans come together, and they will not be able to wash that impurity." So these things, Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi, so he fed the dog, and when he was returning, look at our attitude and the attitude of our mashai and teachers and people who we claim to follow. If we do a certain virtue with someone, let's say we give someone a lift, we lend money to someone, or we do anything else, a favor to someone, we expect that person to respect us wherever he meets, because we have done a favor on a certain day to him. But really, we have not done favor to him, we have done favor to ourselves. And if we have done for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there is no point asking for expecting thankfulness and gratitude on them. But our attitude is because we have not done it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is, all other things also become wrong. When the intention is wrong, when the fault is in the seed, the tree will also not bear good fruit. Remember, if the seed is faulty, the tree is not going to bear the best fruit. The intention of a person, jo niyat hai, it is the seed of the amal. It is the seed of the amal. So the amal will be faulty if the seed is. That is why its emphasis is laid on intention. Intention. So we do it with Muslims, and our attitude is that we will scorn them and we will remind them, remember that day what I have done to you, etc., etc. And not to him maybe, but to the home, in the house, with the other people, whether we look, I've done this and that thing to you, and that person has turned his back, etc., etc. So this is the attitude of a person who does not have knowledge, who does not have wisdom, who has not got insight. Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah had done something good to the dog. How is he returning? Does he expect the dog moving its tail in front of him? No. For thankfulness. He fed the dog and he was returning weeping. His eyes flowing with tears on his beard. Aap ro rahe the, فرما رہے تھے کہ مجھے کچھ نہیں پتا, آئی ڈو ناٹ نو, آئی ایم بیٹر اور دس ڈاگ از بیٹر ان دا سائٹ آف اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ, دیٹ آئی اسٹل ڈو ناٹ نو, آئی ہیو ڈن دس فیور فور ہیم اینڈ اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ بلیسڈ می وتھ گریٹ فیورز. سو وتھ دا فیئر آف اللہ, وتھ دا معرفت آف اللہ, تو آپ رو رہے تھے, فرمایا مجھے نہیں پتا. دس واز دا ایٹیٹیوڈ آفٹر ڈوئنگ سچ فیور ٹو این اینیمل, ناٹ ٹو اے ہیومن بیئنگ. So, Awliya Allah, Salihin, easy to say their name, easy to mention them, but difficult to do what they do if you really do not have high aspiration. If you have high aspiration, it's not difficult at all. Do you not know people work 12-hour shift for just 200-300 pounds? 5 days, 6 days a week. If a person has aspiration, 200 pounds, 300 pounds is nothing. So, it is not matter of knowing, it's matter of putting it and manifesting it oneself. Every week people play lottery. And I'm not saying you play, but people do play the lottery. Now, if someone says after the lottery is drawn, that every week he knows the number which comes in the lottery. Obviously, their number 0 to 9, they are at least, they say them 1 to 100, any number from them will come, obviously. So if a person says, he is boasting all the time, I know what the lottery's number. Either they are 1 till 100, they can be 59, it can be 60, but I know all of them. Now, is that sufficient to win the money? Ke mujhe ilm hai, I know the numbers. Everyone knows the numbers. It is, only thing is that they don't put in the right time into action what those same numbers. Wo nahi jeette. People become millionaires and others are just with their tongues actually like dogs, mouth watering. Ha ha ha, wo millionaire ban gaya. Ab nahi pata ki what actually that person, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given that person whatever was destined for him. And through you will remain and you will attain your share at your time. No one will be able to get it from you. And if he's got it through unlawful means, it is evil. It is bad, no matter how much good we see in it. So number to sab ko pata hota hai, ilm hota hai, that 1 till 100, any number from them, obviously everyone knows. If you ask anyone, do you know number 19, he say, I know number 9. Do you know number 45? Yes, I know 45. But why don't they become millionaires? Kyunki wo ghar mein baithe hain sust banke. If you want, they want worldly things. Still, people are some lazy, they don't get it. If they don't go to work, they are not paid. If they don't play the lottery, even knowing the number, then. So if someone wins money, 5,000 pounds, 10,000, 100,000, million, and he comes to you and you say, I also knew the numbers, what is good about you if you knew them? But he will say, you don't have the money now. So similarly, many people emphasize on knowledge, knowledge, knowledge. I know this, I already know this. I know this and I know this. I know. Now this is not going to make difference. The purpose of the tariq and to come to the Sufiya and to learn from them is to use the knowledge at the right time, at the right place and in the right way. So that really it generates result and reward in the hereafter. So this was the attitude of Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi, who was one of the also Mashayikh of Hazrat even Imam Abdul Wahhab Sharani Rahmatullah. And to do ghibat, it is the worst thing to do. And to backbite others, it is also based on that a person consider himself better than others. And it is a habit of people who are lowly people, people who are scared, people who do not have any bravery, who are not brave. It is weak people, spiritually who are weak, physically who are weak, wo ghibat karte hain. Why? There was a Hakim. Hakim in ancient times were known as these great philosophers and men of wisdom. Someone said to a Hakim, a person of insight and wisdom, someone said to him that certain person always is backbiting and he was always criticizing you and telling bad things about you in every majlis and where he sits, etc., etc. Now this is a wrong thing even to convey to the person. This is a wrong thing to even convey. If someone has said, you keep your mouth silent. Don't tell the other that someone has said this to you. Because this will be classed as also a sin. There was one saintly person, ek buzurg the, to wo farmaya karte the, ke if someone had said to them that certain person is this and certain person is this and that, they would listen and immediately they would say, oh my son, or they would say, oh brother, look, me and you have done great sin. You have said something sinful, and which is clumsy in the ghibat, is against Sharia, and I have listened to it. We both have become sinful. Now get up, and we should do a good, taza, fresh wudu, and read, and offer two rikat salatu tawbah, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness. That was their attitude, whoever said to him. They would get him up. So many people would not do any, say anything, not for the sin, but they will have to read two nafal. And at least in his majlis, they were very, very cautious. And never here. Wudu and two rikat are there. Oh, we have become sinful. Ab to tawbah karni chahiye. And the best way to do tawbah is ki do rikat nafal tawbah padne hai. So that Zurg's actually attitude was based on truth, but other people thought that it was strange. But it is according to the marifat. So this person which I am telling you about, someone said to him that there is a person, oh scholar, oh alim, that there is a person, every majlis he keeps saying bad things about you. Now this person wants to give a lesson to this person and also to the other, because he has conveyed the message. He said that I heard a story long time ago, that once there was a dog and once there was a monkey. And they were both traveling. And during their journey and their company with each other, there came a hill. Ek pahadi aayi unchi, ek hill unchi. When the dog and the monkey, wo jo kutta aur jo bandar tha, wo buzurg farma rahe the, wo pahadi ke kareeb chale gaye. They went near the mountain and the monkey very quickly jumped upon the mountain and stood on the hill. To usne haath utha ke dua karni shuru kar di. He began to pray. Bas jo bandar hai usne dua karni shuru kar di. The monkey, the dog said that, what are you doing? What is it that you're doing? He said that this is the graveyards of great lions and other cheetahs and tigers and things like this. This is, and they all had been my servants. Someone was getting food for me and someone was serving me this day and someone. And they have all died now. And now I'm just praying Fatiha par raha hun unke liye. He said, the dog said to him, I wish that if they were alive and you could say to them. Kaash wo zinda hote, unke samne tum ye kehte. So this saintly person said to, was giving a message to this person and the other person that, look, these people are lowly, that they don't have any guts to say anything if they believe anything is wrong in any other person, to say in front of the person. To say behind the back, you can swear at the king, what does it take? Or I do not consider anyone this and that, and you can say anything. But it is really, it is a sign of lowly character, weakness of a person, and a person should not do. Because samne unke wo nahi keh sakta. تو وہ فرماتے ہیں, further we carry on with his teaching, فرماتے ہیں کہ میں نے سیدی علی خواص رحمت اللہ علیہ سے سنا. Now this was his one of the favorite and one of the very beloved teachers of his mashayikh, and the strange thing about him was that he was ummi. Look, in Islamic history these people are also sign of truth. Obviously, there are signs of truth of other things as well in Islam, Quran and Sunnah. But these people in centuries who have been living and who are some live now, who have not been to madrasa, not been to any school, any college for one day, and oceans of knowledge flow them. And the scholars who are at the very top, high caliber, who have studied and done PhDs, they come and ask them. So these type of people have been present in the Muslim Ummah throughout the century. They are themselves witnesses of the truth of Islam. It never happened with any other religion. Ek banda madrasa hi na gaya, kuch na ho, and he, the books and the Quran and Sunnah and Hadith, he knows them better than scholars. So ye is tarah ke. So Imam Shaykh Abdul Wahhab was a scholarly person and also a wali. But Sayyid Ali Khawas, his sheikh, was ummi. He had never been to his madrasa, or he was never taught. But he was his marid. He became his disciple. And he used to ask questions from him. So, wo farmate hain ke, now he conveys another saying of his. He says, Maine Sayyid Ali Khawas se suna, rahmatullahi, farmate the, ke banda muqame tawazo ko nahi pahunch sakta jab tak ke usme ye baat na ho ke tamam maujoodat mein kisi cheez se apna martaba indallah zyada na samjhe. The Sayyid Ali Khawas said that a person cannot attain the station of humbleness and tawadu until he considers that anything or anyone amongst the creation is. Now the creation, really there's an important point here that Imam Abdul Wahhab actually clarifies, is that this is to nominate individually any person, that I am better from that person individually. Collectively, a person should not consider anyone lowly than him. Individually it is, why it is important individually not to consider, because individual person can, for example, if he's sinful, he can become, he can repent and he can become a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and righteous. If he's a kafir, he can become a Muslim at the end. So, accept those people amongst or about whom Allah and in the hadith, Rasulullah sallam mentioned they are kuffar and they have died on kufr and they have gone into hell for it. These are a Pharaoh. So, unse to, and from them, one should consider oneself better, but in the sense that Allah has favored me, and attributing the favor of Iman and Amal and Amal Salihah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has favored me over these people with Iman and attribute, and he should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. Unse batore shukre ilahi ke apne ko afzal janna. So collectively one should consider that other people are, individually he should not nominate one person, that person at least, if it's in sinful state or sin or kufr state, so at that towards the end he may attain paradise and salvation. Is tarah hua hai in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam time, even after his demise and his passing away, many Muslim turned back. Jisse Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq رضی اللہ عنہ jihad kiya. And many non-Muslims, they became Muslims after that as well. To wo hota rehta hai. Balki wo farmate hain ki apne ko tamam zameenon se niche utarna chahiye, jo ki arwah-e-arifin ki qarargah hai. He says, Hazrat Imam Abdul Wahhab says that a person should consider himself and bring himself to the lowest earth. Now earth, this does not mean earth in the sense which we say seven earths there are, but he considers that seven earth, not those earth, but the lowly earth, meaning the lowest status. Because he says that this is the jo ke arwah-e arifin ki qarargah hai. This is the place where arifin, awliya Allah and righteous people and the saints of Allah, they consider themselves from that particular part because of humbleness. Although they are status is in ala illiyin, unka mukam to bahut bada hai Allah ke nazdeek, lekin wo apne aap ko, they do not consider themselves at that stage as well. One is omitted. And he says that if a person considers himself that he is doing tawazu, he is being humble to a person, he said really then he does not have tawazu, humbleness. Because he considered for himself a status, and now from that status he is lowering down to do tawazu, to be humble. Because if he is humble, he should be humble anyway. It's not that, although I am better, but now I have to show a little bit of humbleness here. So, now that is what Imam is saying, that this is, this because this person does not have humbleness really. So he should, what should he consider then? He should consider, I do not have humbleness, I am trying to just copy humble people. Then may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put reality in there as well at time. So, isko is tarah sochna chahiye. Now, some of the signs, some of the very important things, by which you can, and I can, assess which people have humbleness, which I have or I do not have. He said that one of the signs of the person, of humble person, tawazo, a person who has reached the maqam-e-tawazo, ki uski ilamat ye hoti hai, maqam-e-tawazo ke saath sachche, طور پر خوگر ہو جانے کی علامت یہ ہوتی ہے کہ وہ تمام مخلوق کی اذیت کو تکلیف کو برداشت کرے اور تکلیف کا مقابلہ انتقام سے نہ کرے، ایسا برتاؤ کرے جیسا غلام آقا کے ساتھ کرتا ہے. اسی بات میں فقراء کو مخلوق کی تکلیف برداشت کرنے پر دلیر بنا رکھا ہے، ورنہ اگر وہ اپنے ہم کو مخلوق سے بڑا یا ان کے برابر سمجھے تو اسی طرح مقابلہ کرتے جیسا کہ مخلوق کا برتاؤ ہے، جیسے وہ ایک دوسرے سے کرتے. Now what says the sign is, he says that when a person is behaving illfully, harming you, the sign of the mutawazo, the humble person, is that he bears the ill treatment of creation and do not take revenge from it. He said this is the sign. But he treats, and his attitude is like a master and a servant. If he really considers the other people better. Now the sign will show itself, you see. Now he cannot be defraud other people and himself now. He said, why Oli Allah, why the people, righteous people and Oli Allah and Sufiya, they bear the difficulties and ill treatment and bad akhlaqi and the evil way when people behave with them and ill treat them and mistreat them, disrespect them, why they can bear it, why do they bear it? This is the thing. Because they consider that person is still better. So he is better, like a father is admonishing a son, teacher is admonishing a student. They say this person is better, if he has done this to it, we are not going to take any revenge. So revenge, yani badla nahi leta, ye ek sign hai. And he says that if these awliya Allah, اگر وہ اپنے کو مخلوق سے بڑا یا ان کے بڑا, if they thought that they were equal to the others, brothers, other Muslim brothers, or bigger than them, greater than them in status, then they would also take revenge like other people do with each other. Now this is the difference of righteous and people, that they consider themselves. And this is the one of the sign of mutawazo. So I can say I am very humble. But if someone swears at me, I 10 times swear at him. So this is not showing that I have humbleness. Although this is showing my inside, that inside I think I am 10 times bigger than him. That's why I said, if you have given me 1, I'll give you 10 back. So ye ek alamat hai, ye ek alamat. And in this we are caught very badly, people are caught in this as well. But Islam has given the rights to a person to retaliate equally to the person who has done something. There is no harm in there. But a person is not allowed to consider himself greater and boast and arrogance. And this is not suit the servant. Ye bande ko achhi nahi lagti ke gulam ho aur phir takabbur kare. Koi takleef de de to usko theek hai, badla bhi na lo, sabr karo. Ala darja, this is more honorable. اچھا بڑا درجہ ہے. اب دیکھیں ایک بندہ one person swears at another person. He answers him back. And the other person is swore at and he does not do anything. And there is a third person who is swore at and he gives dua. He said, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide you or I forgive you. Now even a normal person can differentiate that who Allah ikhlaq, higher morals and character kiska hai. Who possesses the highest character. And Salihin and awliya Allah, they have the best character. Best character. Rasulullah said that there will be people on the day of judgment, even a very high status, even Anbiya and Shuhada. Shuhada, they will envy in the positive sense that they have earned a very high status. Not higher status than them, but they will say that they have earned a very high status. Wonder that a non-Anbiya, non-prophet person has earned this. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it's not because of doing lot of ibadat and of nafli fasting and nawafil and zikr, but it is due to the ikhlaq, due to the character and moral traits which they possessed. Jo unke sath ikhlaq. Ab maslan ek banda sari raat tahajjud padhi hai usne. For example, all night he has been in tahajjud. Din ko someone has slightly parked the car in front of his house or has done something else or has removed his shoes from the mosque or has not responded to him positively. His attitude is changed and he says something bad about him or ghibat karta hai uski wo and makes a big thing about a very small thing and creates fitna. So uski tahajjud ka sawab to zaya ho gaya. Usne makhlooq ko takleef di hai. His tahajjud prayer will not benefit him as such. But ek banda hai, the other person who is not wo itni zyada ibadat, it comes in the hadith, ye musnad ahmad hadith. I heard from the people who study hadith. I heard this hadith, not read myself, but I depend upon them that they are people of specialized in hadith. This is the hadith in Musnad Ahmad, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi, that about a woman, Rasulullah has mentioned about a woman that she is a very righteous woman and prays so frequently and fasts so excessively. Imagine that how much she prayed or her worship was that the companions were surprised and they were astonished of her worship. Every companion worshipped quiet in a very the best way they could, but she was obviously they had seen something in her that she was better, they considered. But they said to Rasulullah about this woman, but her neighbors are not happy, she causes them harm. Rasulullah said, hiya fin nar, she is in the fire of hell. And they mentioned to another righteous woman, that who do not read great amounts of nawafil and nafli fast and zikr, tasbih after tasbih and etc. etc. And but she is very good, behavior is good with her family, her neighbors and other things. And Prophet ﷺ said, hiya fil jannah, she is in paradise, woman of paradise. So this first sign which Shaykh Abdul Wahab mentioned, that one of the sign of tawazo, person who does have tawazo, humbleness, is that he would not take revenge. He will forgive. If he likes or he does not like, he will forgive. And if he takes revenge, still he equal to the proportion what he has been done wrong, he can do that as well. There is no sin in there as well. پھر فرماتے ہیں اے عزیز غلام کی حالت میں تم ذرا غور کرو. ہی سیڈ اولیاء اللہ دے سی ادر پیپل ایز دس کنسیڈر دے بیکاز دے کنسیڈر لوڈی دیم سیلف دے کنسیڈر ادر پیپل آر لائک آقا لائک غلام. سو ہی سیڈ امام عبد الوہاب سیز دیٹ پنڈر اینڈ ریفلیکٹ آن دی اسٹیٹ آف دا غلام دا سلیوز دیٹ ہاؤ ڈز ہی ہاؤ ہی بہیوز جس نے اس کو خریدا ہے اس کی قیمت تو دی ہے, تو آقا اس کو گالی بھی دے دیتا ہے, مارتا بھی ہے, مگر وہ کیسا خاموش سر جگہ. دا ماسٹر سم ٹائمز سویئرز ایٹ دا سلیو اینڈ انمانیشز بٹ ہی اسٹل ویری کوائٹلی لسننگ. He is listening because he is slave, but oh ya Allah, they do not. They say this is a creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If they have done this, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive them. And remember, someone, I have forgot the name of the Sheikh, the Sheikh Abdul Wahab has also said about it. But they said that ye jo, dekhen ke phal, the fruit, they say that the branches of the trees, though the branches of the trees, جو پھل دار درخت ہوتے ہیں نا, those branches which have fruit on it, جو fruit ہوتا ہے جن پہ, وہ نیچے جھکی ہوتی ہیں, they are bowing downwards, they are inclined towards them, کیونکہ وہ بھاری ہو جاتی ہے, they are heavy, and the trees which you see which have branches, ان کے fruit لگا ہے, and وہ نیچے جھکی ہوتی ہے, they are not upward, اوپر نہیں ہوتی, پتروں والی خالی with no leaf on it, وہ stand کر رہے ہیں اوپر ایسے, but a branch which have leaves, which has fruit, تو وہ نیچے جھکی ہوگی, ایسٹ فور دم. سو دے سیڈ دیٹ دی پیپل ہو ریئلی ہیو دا اسپرچل فروٹ, میننگ دا اسپرچل ٹریڈ, ولایت اور نیک اچھی صفتیں جن میں ہیں, دوز پیپل آر ہمبل, وہ نیچے نیچے جھکے ہوتے, دے آر آلویز ہمبل, ایزی ٹو گیٹ آن ود, ایزی ٹو ڈیل ود, اچھے ہوتے ہیں. تو یہ مثال دی کہ پھلدار فروٹ فل ٹری ول ناٹ, برانچز ول ناٹ فیس اپورڈ, اس کی برانچ جس پہ فروٹ لگا ہو, دو دیٹ برانچ دیٹ ٹویگ وچ ول ہیو فروٹ آن اٹ, اٹ ول, تو ان کے اندر کیونکہ فروٹ ہوتا ہے, اولیاء اللہ صوفیاء, دے ہیو ناٹ گٹ ایول اینڈ سینز لائک اور سیلف, بٹ ہیو فروٹ, سو دے ہمبلنس ان کے اندر ہوتا ہے, اور ہمارے اندر تو کوئی فروٹ تو ہے نہیں ہے, سو وی آر اسٹینڈنگ گریٹ ہائی اپ. So, and as you have seen, that when the storm comes, those trees are uprooted, who are, the Messiah say, who stay firm. They do not move. They are rooted from their uprooted from their roots, and they fall away. وہ گر جاتے ہیں. And those trees which are, جو درخت جو ہیں, they are flexible, they are lowly, sometimes they are saved. Because if the winds come, storms come, وہ ہوتا ہے. تو اب دیکھ لیں کہ دس ریسنٹلی یو مسٹ ہیو ہرڈ اباؤٹ دا اسٹارم ان وچ از کمنگ. ناؤ پیپل تھنک ہو از اٹ, ہو از کوزنگ اٹ, اٹ از دا امال آف دا پیپل, بٹ دا ڈوئر آف اٹ از اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی. اللہ سبحانہ سیز ان قرآن دیٹ آئی سینڈ دیز سائنس ٹو پیپل ونس اور ٹوائس ان دا ایئر سو دیٹ دے مے ٹیک لیسن, دے مے پونڈر. Like the storm has come and we cannot save. Look, the America, England, other people, superpowers who say we are of the world, they are helplessly looking in the satellite, the storm is coming. They cannot touch it. Old technology of human being, kya kaya human being? Well, if anyone says I am the leader of the world, what is the weakness? If the just few atoms of or those certain atoms of oxygen, a breath, air is coming out and in from, if it does not go in, person is finished. Where is all the ending? And if it goes inside, it does not come out, still the person is gone. Itna to kamzor hai insaan, usko to takabbar nahi suit kar, it does not suit arrogance and kibar. So this storm is coming. With satellite technology, with person, people, we are human beings are looking helplessly. Who can dare and touch it? وہ اس کو واپس کر دیں, وہ نہیں کر سکتا. They just have to prepare. So similarly, there are signs, there are low people, like this storm is one time day of judgment will come, no one will be able to stop it. At one time your death will come, the storm of death and the storm of the punishment of Allah will come, and you will not be able to. Everyone will be there looking that this person is going from this earth, they are leaving this life, but this is not. تو بندے کو عبرت لینی چاہیے, عبرت لینی چاہیے اس سے. آئی تھنک وی فنش ہیئر ان شاء اللہ نیکسٹ ویک. اینی کوشچن regarding what has been said, and there are some just few signs left of the people of who are mutawazu and humble, and then inshallah we'll finish this. Koi baat puchni hai to puchni, anything regarding this or anything else you want to ask or comment, you may ask. I was thinking, but these places, the Caribbean, they are, Muslims live there well as are non-Muslims well, but they consider them, they do not consider them superpower. These Cuban people, they do not consider superpower. But the power of the America, they consider them superpower. So, unko, it's third time in a month, the storm is coming again and again. But ye, inme zyada takabbur hai, they consider themselves superpower. So in 1 month, this is the third time that the storm is battering the place there. And it's showing that, look, you do not have power, be sensible. And before the time comes, when it is the time for, and the end time for your life, or the day of judgment, be prepared to face the same Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they think shaitan misguides them. This storm is formed because actually there are certain winds going this way and certain clouds going this way. Now, any person asks them that who causes those winds to go that way? Who causes those clouds? Who created them? Who causes them to come together at this time, this way? Who is the controller of them? Are you? If you are, then you stop. You stop it. And if you cannot, this means you do not have the control over it. So that the cause is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the doer and the creator of everything. But the musibahs and the punishment, afflictions and other things which come is due to the amal of people and our deeds. So, we behave worsely than even kufar in sometimes character wise. So, iman to humme hai, alhamdulillah. We have iman. But in morals and ethics, we behave worse than them. Isliye Hazrat Zun Nun Misri. Now, when these punishment comes, Hazrat Zun Nun Misri rahmatullah alayhi, who was a great Sufi and great Wali of the first centuries, where he lived, there was famine. Is tarah musibat aayi hui hai, for example, the storm is coming. It is the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives this power. Ab Sulaiman alayhi salam, unke control mein Allah paak ne hawa di. Allah given the wind in his tasarraf, in his yielding, in his power. So the storm like it's now coming, the power which given to Sulaiman alayhi salam, he says, go back, bas khatam, hawa udhar ja rahi. That is the control. And now as well, awliya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives that sometime as a gift, as a power of his manifestation to righteous people. These powers, unka hawa pe bhi control, if they will, by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to they can turn back. So, ye hota hai, Allah paka apni taqat dikhate hai. Yes, brother. How do you? Yes, I said that is a good question, and it is a very beneficial in the sense, because this is really what you are asking is that how a person really bears the fruit or eats the fruit of this teaching. And that is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows better, that like we have learned or heard from our mashayikh, that it is like as I said, that doing certain other things, abstaining from certain sins and doing certain things, this, for example, the trait or the quality of humbleness is given as an exercise to the person. It's explained to this, this is the reason why I'm abstaining. I have not given anyone yet to do it. But this is, once it will be explained, then I will be assigning, because now has some people, it has come, the time has come for some brothers to be given that ahad, or this particular ahad. That's why I am explaining it. So a certain guidelines for 40 days will be given to them, that willingly, unwillingly, your job is nothing else except the zikr or namaz you do, but to put this ahad into practice, and your dealings, what people do wrong to you, how people behave with you, and you practice it forcefully. And he is given some other instruction as well regarding it. And some we have already covered, which you are, like you have asking in the last three lessons, that what if the other person, for example, has bad things in himself and I have good, how can I be humble to him? If I am saying that the person, other person is committing zina and I am not, how can I say that he is better than me? Or he has more faults than me, what shall I do? How can I, that my mind does not accept it, etc., etc. These things have been covered. But in actual fact, if really you want to build humbleness, it is not going to come through teaching, through discourse. You have to practically follow the set guideline and to practice that. And whatever amal you will be given with it, to practice that, and then inshallah, this humbleness will actually come. It's not going to come with reading or listening or anything else. So in our course, there is a part which deals with this. And on that part, the reason of that part is to cultivate humbleness. That is the technique, that is the wisdom applied then on the person. But if you just want to, with knowledge, you, alhamdulillah, like you have heard today, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and do with you the good traits. But normally they do not come like this, just with listening. A person will remember 1-2 days or 1 week or 2 weeks, will remind, and then again it will just go off his mind, and he will be the same good person as he was before. So ye hota hai. For example, when we were studying this MBA, you know, there's a master degree which is taught in universities. In one of the universities here, there, in that course, there was a part which you had to do. What was that part? Many people who were doing business, who were working, some were not working and think we are very good educated people, etc. So there was a part which they had in that course, was that you have to mop the floor of the library and of the university in front of the people for 1 or 2 weeks, etc. So now there were a few people who said, I'm not doing it to the one person. He said, I'm not doing it. The professor said, you cannot get the full marks in this assignment then if you don't do it. He said, no, because it was difficult for me. There was certain impediment, certain thing which stops the aura of the person and the upbringing of the person, that he never actually could actually seen himself looked down upon by other people, that he's a cleaner or other people. And the condition was the other people should see as well. So they, all 8 hours, 6-7 hours in the day, the studying part was finished. It is that job he's doing everywhere, in the corridor, in toilets, mopping here and there, and people laughing, coming here, and some giving good remarks, some giving bad remarks, some giving sarcastic remarks. So this person was sitting, उसने कहा मैं तो नहीं मप मारना मेरी बेइज्जती होती है स्टडी करने आया था. He was rich person. But the professor did. Professor ने कहा अच्छा, today it's your responsibility, yeah, and you are not doing it, so someone has to do it. So the professor actually took off his coat and baad usne upar kiye, tied his sleeves up, and he took the mop and the other thing, the detergent, and in front of people, and in front of him, he's sitting there, the student is sitting there, and began to mop the corridor, the university, and then everyone was coming. Now when he saw that, he was a little bit removed. He had the respect of teacher, but he was brought in such a way that he felt that now the teacher is being disrespected. So he said, "Nahi, aap na kare, don't do it. I will do it." So he began to do it, and he says that first day I did, I felt. Then after 2 days, when I did, then it didn't matter whoever is coming, whoever is going. All that with their obstacle was gone now, actually, the humbleness. Now I did not feel my fellow students are coming, or the teachers are looking, or people will say, now I can do it anywhere, anytime. It does not bother. So sometimes practical things are to be given to people to suit them, which suits them, which targets their cause, their disease at that time. Now these are individual things. One thing for this person, this thing will be suitable for them. So with teaching, there are some practical steps as well given to that person, that you should do this. And then he does it, and then inshallah, alhamdulillah, by the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Allah mercy, my servant is trying enough, so it is Allah who blesses him with this. And he lives really like a person from whom Allah is happy and creation is happy as well. There will be still some people unhappy, but most of them will be happy with him. So here or there, wherever you find a teacher who teaches not theory, but really the put into practical manifestation these qualities, humbleness, other so many traits are there. You should find the teacher, like you want to learn tajweed, you find a person who knows tajweed. You want to learn motor mechanic, you go to a person who knows motor mechanic. Similarly, this is also a science, and that is the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then that some practical steps are also important. Imagine the story of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam said, I have more, people asked him, who is more knowledgeable at this time? In Bukhari Sharif ki hadith mein aata hai, ke Musa alayhi salam did awaz. Ab dekhen Nabi, when Nabi does a speech, Allah ka Rasool jab wo waaz karta hai, jab wo takreer karta hai, when he delivers a lecture, but you just imagine ke bhai, how impressive and how comprehensive and how effective it will be. Jab Nabi Allah ka Rasool jab waaz takreer khade khada hoke to kitna. To ek dafa Hazrat Musa alaihi salam ne, comes in Bukhari Sharif, ke Bukhari Sharif hadith mein aata hai, ke Hazrat Musa alaihi salam delivered a speech. And a Nabi then like Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, who is Kaleemullah, who speaks with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine about his speech. Unka bolna, itna asar hai Allah ne rakha. Ki wo Allah se hum kalam hote hain. He is the speaker of, to Allah, he hears the speech of Allah and speaks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. To jo Allah se hum kalam hota hai shakhs, uski speech, it, obviously, the Bani Israel, his companions and the followers, they were so much impressed. Oh, I thought, kabhi is tarah bayan to kuch nahi hua, but ye coin, how can he do this? And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, wa inna, that some speakers, their effect of speech is like magic. It is magic. Lekin the thing is that the magic, the effect of magic only stays for a short while. That is also true at the same time as well. It does not last. So when Bani Israel, they asked Musa alayhi salam, oh Musa, this is such effective, oh our Prophet, oh our Rasul, aapne isi takreer kiya, kya aap se zyada bhi koi ilm wala hai, is there anyone who can do better, who is more knowledgeable than you? And that was truth. Musa alayhi salam spoke truth. Truth meaning, up to his knowledge, that he was the Rasul of the time, and every person had to follow him. He was the Sahib Sharia Rasool. Unhone kaha, nahi, koi nahi. I am the most knowledgeable person now. Because I am the Rasool, I am the Nabi. Allah Paak ko ye baat pasand nahi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not like this. Unhone farmaya ki main sab se ilm mere paas hi zyada hai. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you have read in the 15th juz of the Quran, where it ends, this story comes. 15, jo 15th para jahan hatam hota hai, 16th shuru hota hai, the 16th begins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I have one person, I know one person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and if you visit that person have been given knowledge, such a knowledge which you do not have, which you cannot actually know that knowledge or be aware of that knowledge. So, Musa alayhi salam wanted to, said, that who is that person? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them, there is a one person who's got ilm al-dunni. Because Hazrat Khidr alayhi salam exists from Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam's time. He's not from, he exists and lives from Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam's time. So, Hazrat Khidr alayhi salam, Allah parfumai, yeh mera banda Khidr hai, iske paas jao, you have to visit him. So, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam with another companion traveled for very long, for so many days. Aur wahan gaye, and then there was the story, this long story it will take ages to actually explain that. But Hazrat Musa alayhi salam was given this lesson, that look, this person knows something which you are not aware. So So even do not say that I am the most knowing. Even so, this was a theoretically Allah Subhanahu wa Taala also instructed Musa alayhi salam that this is not suit prophethood. Although it's not a sin, it's not nothing like this. He was truth, but the high status of prophethood, it suits most highest level of humbleness. Okay, that even to say this. So and the practical step was also prescribed that you have to visit that person and actually be in this his company for some time. So what I am saying that if Anbiya al-Islam and Rasul, because their Shaykh and their Murshid is Allah, their Murshid and their Shaykh and their teacher is Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, similarly we are weak human beings and weak in Iman, weak in Amal, we also need theoretical guidance with practical steps, and then these traits can be treated. Otherwise, it will not be. Because when the time will come, you will know that I am the same, evil has come again out of me, which I thought it was not there. Dekha na, shaitan jo hai, he did not really work on himself and he did not go to a sheikh or a murshid. Wo to gya nahi kisi peer or kisi buzurg ke paas. To uske andar hasad jo hai, the hasad and kibar, the same thing, arrogance, that I am better than the other, it stayed there. But when it showed there, it was a disaster for him. So I do not want to be that person, you do not want to be that. Main ibadat bhi karun, zikr bhi karun, main ek bandu ke paas bhi baithun, I do a certain ibadat, and then this thing comes and it overtakes, it ruins my all ibadat. And Imam Abdul Wahhab has already said that this ahad of ours, this covenant, this oath of ours, is a door to all other covenants which we have said after. Jisko ye hasil nahi, whoever has not attained this, he will not benefit from others as well. So yehi sabse pehli jo hai apna la ilaha illallah. What is it mean that la ilaha illallah? Ke nafi, negation. Ilaha hum, when we think la ilaha illallah, we think about the booth and the statues and idols of mushrikeen of Makkah. Wo kare, no? Maybe there is a false god, meaning Allah, which you have made Allah is sitting in you. So negate him, it is well. La ilaha illallah. Ye maabood nahi hai. Jo meri andar nafs baitha hua hai, ye mera maabood nahi hai. That is not my khahish, my desires, they are not my god. Don't make them well. So may la ilaha illallah, negating all others as well as the false nafs and claimant of godship sitting in you, also negate that. ٹھیک ہے, کافی ابھی شاہ کی نماز پڑھتے ہیں. سبحانک اللہم وبحمدک نشهد ان لا الہ الا انت دعا کر لے. الحمدللہ رب العالمین, الرحمن الرحیم, مالک یوم الدین, اللهم صل علی سیدنا محمد وعلی آل سیدنا مولانا محمد وبارک وسلم وصلی علیہ. ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرین. اللهم اعنا علی ذکرک وشکرک وحسن عبادتک. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك الحرام واغننا بفضلك عمن سواك. اللهم انا نستعينك ولا تعطي يا مسرف ونسرف ونقلب القلوب الباب. اللهم وفقنا وما تحب وترضى. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اچھا اب اذان دے دیں تو نماز پڑھتے ہیں.